So today's very special 12-12 event is going to be 12-12, the big grand opening and the 12 rays of light, or the 12 rays of creation. So we're going to do a brief interview, and then we're going to go in and meditate and align with each of the 12 rays. So each of the 12 rays of light or creation are aspects of Prime Creator's consciousness. These 12 rays originate from the core of Creator as invisible light. And as these rays move through the dimensions, becoming closer to the Earth, the colors of the rays become brighter and more vivid. This is due to the slower speed of energy upon the Earth, which supports the manifestation of physical form. The rays are available to us eternally, supporting us in every aspect of our physical and spiritual realities. So let's get comfortable, because the energies are starting now. Make sure your spine is comfortable. Okay, let's take a deep breath and center into the now. I am here. I am now. I am present. I am. That could be your intention, your affirmation, your invocation. And from the solar plexus area, let's send down our grounding into the earth. Deep into the earth, to where the 12 rays emanate from as well. Sacred Heart of Mother Earth. And then let's bring our awareness up above the head, up into Prime Source energy, into those illumined aspects of self, your spirit. And then let's align with the energies to your left and to your right. And in back of you and in front of you. Aligning all that within your solar plexus. Take a deep breath and begin to release your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world, your to-do list, and everything that's going on in your wonderful busy lives. Being right here, right now, as spirit, as the unified soul, as the empowered unified soul. Relax your forehead muscles, your jaw, your eyelid muscles, your fingers, your toes, relaxing your calves, dropping the shoulders to the floor, and allowing the body to go into complete state of theta, delta, gamma, brainwave cycles. You just breathe as you breathe as one. We're going to call in our support team now for this wonderful 12-12 activation. You may call in your guardian angels, your divine inner child, your soul group, and your star systems. Relaxing into the now. Each ray of light has a master or overseer and what they call a spiritual ashram, or shall we just say a center on the inner planes, that is also represented by a color that we know on the physical realm. Remember, these colors exist on many, many realms of creation, and there are many hues to these colors on the inner planes. So the purpose of this 12-12 event is to help you to merge with all of the rays in divine balance and harmony, so that you can express all aspects of Prime Source. Now, really, in reality, there are 144,000 different rays of light. But for simplification, we will do the major 12. Now, each of you will experience these rays in different ways because each of us is unique and are on a different level of our soul's journey back to Source. So let us now do a invocation to help set the energies for you to receive today. And remember, this activation is live, organic, evergreen, so it lasts forever. So at any time, no matter where you are, you can tune in to this activation and get the full benefits. Divinely protected and guided by my angels and divine guides, I am invoking the energy, wisdom, and positive qualities of each of these rays of light to flow through every aspect of my being and to assist me in my life, not only today, but ongoing into forever. And we invoke the masters of these rays and the archangel energies that are part of these rays to oversee the light entering into my being, my body, ensuring that I absorb the perfect amount and intensity of light to assist me in my current spiritual evolution. Allow me to understand the qualities and influences of these rays so that I may integrate its energy deeper into my awareness. Thank you, and so it is. Now, you're going to follow your intuition today. Do your best. All is good. Now, the first three rays of creation are the primary expressions of Prime Source. And from these first three, all the others are extended. Okay, let's take a deep breath into the first ray of light as we move our awareness through a golden orb of light into the oneness, into the field, into all that is, into the infinite, the boundless, the invisible. You may envision this first ray of light as a very pure and deep red, assisted by the Ascended Master El Morya, one of the three wise men mentioned in the Bible. The archangel that represents this ray of light is Michael and Faith. The qualities of this ray is divine will and the divine plan of the Creator, discovery and acceptance of power, courage, determination, and manifesting the light into action. Its purpose is to enact into divine expression, divine will of the Creator. So let us now go into deep silence and receive. First ray of light, red. Okay, take a deep breath. We're going to move into an align with the second ray of light, cobalt blue, overseen by Lord Maitreya, who was one of Yeshua's teachers when he was here on earth, overseen by the archangels Jaffael and Christine. The qualities of this light, the embodiment of love, sacred love, and divine wisdom and inspiration, and its purpose is the embodiment of unconditional love of the Creator. Go deep into the silence and receive. Okay, take a deep breath. We're going to merge into the third ray of light, yellow golden, golden yellow. Ascended Master is Serapis Bey. And Saint Germain, represented by the archangels Chemuel and Charity. Qualities: promotes active intelligence and mental clarity, and the mastery of meditation on the physical level. as well as enhancing self-discipline in the spiritual teachings. Open and receive the purpose, mastery of the mind, and understanding how energy works. Okay, take a deep breath. We're going to merge and align now with the fourth ray of light, emerald green. Ascended Master is Paul the Venetian, represented by the Archangels Gabriel and Hope. Qualities: the exploration and expression of creativity, beauty, the arts in all its beautiful forms, harmony and balance. Purpose of this ray is the expression of the Creator, Prime Source. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Now move on to the fifth ray of light, a very deep translucent orange, overseen by Master Hilarion, represented by the archangels Raphael and Mother Mary. The qualities: soul connections, empowerment of the soul, scientific quantum development and projects, which aid in spiritual awareness and embodiment of said ray of light. Purpose: soul acceptance and self-discovery, alignment with the Creator. Breathing deeply into the silence, completely open to receive. Take another deep cleansing breath. Begin to merge with the sixth ray of light, indigo. Ascended Masters, Master Lanto, overseen by the archangels Uriel and Aurora. Qualities: enhancement of faith, devotion, trust, in unification with Prime Source, purpose, surrendering to the Creator. Okay, another deep cleansing breath. Seventh ray, violet. Ascended Master Lady Portia, overseen by Saint Germain. Represented by the Archangel Zadkiel and Amethyst. Qualities, transformation, awakening. Cleansing, negativity, manifesting on the earth plane, and the advancement of your psychic or spiritual abilities. Purpose, acceptance of truth on a conscious level. Breathe in, deeply receive. Take a deep breath. Now these first seven rays of expression of our Creator's support, the spiritual awakening and awareness in preparation for the acceptance of these next five higher rays of light, which hold powerful focuses upon the evolution of the soul. These higher rays are focused upon advanced ascension and the complete ascension process on this planet. And each of these higher rays is overseen by the divine director of each of these rays. Eighth ray of light. Deep breath. It's like a seafoam green. Ascended Masters Lady Nada, the Archangel Representatives, Jeremiel and Josephine, supported by the Palladian High Councils, qualities, spiritual energy, soul cleansing, and releasing and purifying on all levels relating to your earth embodiment, purpose, deep cleansing. Deep breath. Deep breath, moving into and emerging in line with the ninth ray of light, blue-green, overseen by Mother Mary, supportive energy is the Syrian High Council, qualities, the understanding of the soul and the embodiment of joy, purpose is soul, exploration into the unknown. Deep breath, moving now and aligning with the 10th ray of light, pearl essence, overseen by Lady Vesa Andromeda, supporting energy, High Council of Andromeda, qualities full acceptance of the soul, and purpose is soul integration. Breathing deeply. Deep breath. Moving into the 11th ray of light. Pink orange, overseen by Kuan Yin. Supportive energies is the great white brotherhood and sisterhood of light. Qualities, embodiment of the soul at both the physical and spiritual levels, and purpose, soul integration. Take a deep breath now. We're going to move into the 12th ray of light, beautiful, translucent, golden, overseen by Pallas Athena and the supporting cosmic energies are the Mahatma, Cosmic Logos, Lord Maitreya, and the Christ Logos, qualities, embodiment, and activation of Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and preparation for solar level embodiment, purpose, soul integration, and ascension from the planetary level. Okay, let's take a final deep breath, relax, and those of you that are not quite ready yet to come back, stay in the zone, and for those of you that are ready, just begin to feel the bottoms of your feet, the palms of your hands, your spinal column, your heart center, and your solar plexus. Coming back into the now moment, more awake, more alert, more alive, more of everything, really. Reground with the earth. And just feel and notice what's going on. The observer. Be aware. of where your body's at, where your mind's at, where your emotions are, and your consciousness. Now, practically speaking, one of the ways in which you can use these rays of light, either one, several, or all of them, is to listen to this activation before you do your healing sessions or your counseling, or before you go to work, or after you return from work, when you're having a conversation with someone important. And those of you that are massage therapists and body workers and energy workers, you can invoke any one of these in your sessions. Try invoking one of these rays for your session rather than all of them or several of them and see how that works for you initially. If you're having a bit of a challenge in the morning in your meditation, invoke one of the appropriate rays to help you realign. And as always, using your intuition in communicating with these beings of light for further instructions and information regarding the use of and application of said rays of light. You can also use these rays of light on your pets, and you can do this long distance with those that are in need of healing work, given their verbal permission to receive this energy. Use it in whatever creative way that you like. Use it in your artwork, in your yoga, in your dance, in your academic studies. Invoke one of the rays before you eat your meals and see what happens. So there's many, many ways to use this in a practical way. So we want to thank you so much for your attendance. Have a blessed rest of the year. And know that all is well. Many blessings from the Red Rocks.